Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the Ringing Rocks Park in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
My name is Kevin Spencer. I am the Director of Operations for Bucks County. Along with that responsibility, I have the pleasure of overseeing the county's physical properties, the buildings, the bridges. We have flood control dams. And one of the neat pleasures I have is overseeing the county's park system and our parks department. And I have with me Angela Nagel, who's our new executive director of parks.
I just saw Bucks County Visitors Bureau named Ringing Rocks one of the most Instagrammable places in the area. So I think that's a really cool tie-in. It's definitely the hot spot in the county.
So Ringing Rocks is so interesting. I mean, here we are kind of surrounded by woods, but what's in the center?
So as you walk down the pathway here, Ringing Rocks is about 165 acres, mostly wooded. But you'll walk down the trail. There's a pretty good loop trail we have that will take you around through the woods. Actually, if you continue on the trail, we'll take you down towards, I believe it's one of the largest and highest waterfalls in Bucks County. But one of the most unique features, hence the name of the park, Ringing Rocks, as you're walking along that trail, you will see a large field of boulders. And it's just wide open in the middle of a wooded forest.
It's a geology student's dream. Everyone wants to know, how did the rocks get here? But what's the one essential tool you need to bring?
One of the absolute must-have tools when you come to Ringing Rocks is pack a small hammer. As you begin to pike out into there, tap on some of the rocks, you'll notice that each one makes a very unique and distinct ringing noise. There have been a number of people that have studied the rocks, studied the metallic composition of the rocks, trying to figure out why these rocks ring. What I can tell you is the specific rocks are part of what is known as the olivine diabase rock formation, which essentially is a band of some rocks that essentially weaves its way through certain areas of southeastern Pennsylvania. And the county's blessed to have this particular rock formation right through the middle of one of our parks.
Neat. So, Kevin, what do people do when they come? Do we need to bring any particular type of shoes? And this is a great picnic spot, so should we bring a lunch and maybe some insect repellent?
Yeah, so in the parking area, we do have several picnic tables. You'll have the opportunity, if you want to pack a picnic lunch, to eat right there. You could always bring your picnic lunch with you as you walk down the trail. You're definitely going to want some sunscreen. You're definitely going to want some insect repellent. The hammer, as we talked about already, is a must-have. Make sure you're wearing good, sturdy walking shoes. No flip-flops, no high heels. That's not going to work real well. But you wear a good pair of sturdy hiking shoes. Sneakers will work fine. Just make sure that they're a good, sturdy walking shoe. As the rocks are very uneven, as you climb through them, you'll be using your hands, your feet, and working your way across the boulder field.
Yeah, these are boulders. These are not little rocks. These are not a foot wide.
Some of these rocks are probably easily, at least from what you can see above the ground, some of them are probably easily 6 to 8 feet or larger. There's some smaller ones, there's some larger ones. One of the things you'll notice, depending on the size, depending on how it sits on other rocks, they all make different noises and different sounds.
I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cute to have Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something done with a couple people with their hammers, using the rocks as the instruments? That must be F, and you're G, and you're...
Tracy, we have actually had people here, a full percussion group or an orchestra, that played a concert here on this very boulder field. I heard it was quite amazing.
Great. Anything else you think that our listeners should know before they come here? Or if there are other things nearby that they could maybe combine a visit and see?
Depends on what day of the week they're coming. The county actually has several other parks within pretty close proximity to Ringing Rocks. At the base of this particular park, we've recently acquired another 137 acres along River Road and the Delaware River at the bottom of the hill, where there's other hiking trails. So not only do you spend your time up on top of the mountain, you can actually hike down to the bottom. There's the new trail that the Appalachian Trail Club helped create. Tinicum Park is right nearby. We actually have polo matches. So if you've ever wanted to see a real live polo match where participants are riding the horses, playing polo. I believe that's on Sundays when they have their polo matches. And there's all sorts of different festivals. They have a concert under the stars that they do at that same park, Tinicum Park.
Yeah, and we're about 15 miles east of Allentown and less than a mile from the New Jersey border.
Yeah, we get a lot of visitors that come from all over. You know, I've seen New York license plates. I've seen Jersey plates. You know, we've seen a lot of people come because it's just such a great area. You're so close to so many things. And God's really blessed us with some amazing things that he's created for us.
Super. So, Kevin, is there anything else you want to tell us about where we can find out more about you, maybe online, before people pack up in the car and make their way here?
Best thing to check before you get out in your car, go to buckscounty.gov, search for Parks and Recreation. The other thing that people can also do is they can check out Bucks County has a new Instagram page. Angela was critical when she came on board in starting up the county's new Instagram page for our Parks Department.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we learn about an upcoming festival in New York State.